opinions expressed on the Chris Ann Hall Show are not necessarily those of the host or station management, but are definitely those of the founders of this nation. Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen to what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
American woman. Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. It is 5 o'clock in the beautiful morning for me here in Minnesota, Florida. I am proud to say that I am Chris Ann Hall. And here on the Chris Ann Hall Show, 93.3 Freedom FM, I make it my goal to bring you the truth. I will never make the truth fair and balanced, because then it's not the truth anymore. I will never sugarcoat the truth to you on purpose. And I will do my best to make sure that the truth is the only thing put forward on the Chris Ann Hall Show. But in doing that, that means I'm going to say some things that will be unpleasant, challenge some things that you might have held to be true most of your life. I teach the same way, by the way. I am in Minnesota this week teaching all over, well, from, Rochester. No, I guess maybe I was further south, Rochester. From Caledonia to northwest Minneapolis. I think that's probably about a 3-hour radius. Or I guess maybe not radius, but an hour and a half radius. If you stick a pin in the middle of that, there's an hour and a half on either end. So we have a lot of work to do. And I've made it about my business to bring you the truth. Not political truth, real truth. I was teaching last night in Caledonia, I think it was. Yeah, Caledonia. And the strange thing was, I was teaching my genealogy of the history of the Constitution, the 700 years that it took to create the Constitution, the 5 fundamental documents that had to exist before our Declaration of our Independence, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights could ever have a chance. And there were a couple there that got up and left after the first 15 minutes. They were angry after the first 15 minutes of my presentation. Do you know what made them angry? I said, John Adams said, liberty must be supported at all hazards. I pointed out the fact that John Adams said it was liberty that must be supported at all hazards, not national security, not prosperity, not jobs. And then I said, not health care. I continued and said, and by the way, not your Social Security, your Medicaid, or your Medicare. Liberty is what comes first, because without liberty you would have none of those things. And I noticed that when I was talking about this, the man and the woman started squirming in their seats, whispering to each other. And when I said health care, that we are not supposed to support health care at all costs, the husband leaned over to his wife and said, "See, I told you what this meeting was going to be all about." She looked back and said, "Well, then let's go." You know, I don't understand liberals. First, I don't understand why they would come at all. If they expected to find something and found exactly what they expected to find. Because, you know, when you expect to find something, that's what you're going to be looking for. That's exactly what you're going to find. The other thing I don't quite understand is, because the liberals want you to believe that they're the most enlightened sector of our country, that they're the ones that are the most tolerant. Let me mention to you, in the first 15 minutes, I did not mention Barack Obama's name. I, as a matter of fact, never even attacked healthcare. I simply said, liberty is of greater value than healthcare. And they could not sit to hear the truth. I'm just glad you who tune into the Chris Ann Hall Show are here after the truth. Because that is something that I want to get at here. I need to know what's going on. I want to know the truth. And the truth is very evasive at this point in time. I guess it's not the truth that's evasive. It's the liars who are hiding the truth. And as I'm thinking this morning, I'm reviewing the news and I'm looking at the things that I've been looking at. I just have to wonder, who is the enemy? Right? We're told it's the WikiLeaks guy. We're told it's Edward Snowden. We're told, watch out, the Chinese are monitoring you. The Chinese are watching you. Are these the enemies? Or is it Boehner, Reed, Rubio, and the like? I'm amazed at the things that you find when you sort of dig around a little bit. Do you know that a citizen of the United States brought a lawsuit against the government for indefinitely detaining him and his co-worker for several weeks in 2006? Yes, 2006. They were placed in a military prison in Baghdad for about 3 months in the summer of 2006. What did they do? They'd filed a complaint with the FBI about an Iraqi-owned security contractor they worked for, and then were scooped up by U.S. forces and put behind bars days later. Donald Vance and Nathan Erdl, two U.S. citizens, contacted the FBI and told the FBI that they were working for Shield Group Security, and they started to notice some pretty frightening and alarming illegal activity. It ranged from bribery, theft, weapons dealing. He says it was a gamut of illegal activities. They became an unpaid informant for the FBI. And shortly after, their cover was blown. And the U.S. military took them to a detention facility. Wow. Did you know, have you heard of a man named Dakota Meyer? Dakota Meyer was awarded the Medal of Honor this year. The only living Marine to get a Medal of Honor. When he got out of the Marines, he went to work for a defense contractor. He started noticing some very illegal activity, some strange and questionable activity by this military contractor. He says, we're taking, Dakota Meyer says, we are taking the best gear, the best technology on the market to date, and giving it to guys known to stab us in the back. He was concerned over what was being given to Pakistan, selling advanced war weaponry to Pakistan. And he spoke out about this. He says, these guys are killing our guys, and we're arming them. Well, guess what happened? This military contractor filed a memorandum and said he had a problem related to drinking in a social setting. And filed that memo with the federal government, and now he can't get a job. He says this is completely a false claim. But because he stood for what was right, now he can't get a job. Do you remember I told you about Liberty County Sheriff Finch? That the government has no claim against him. There is no legal standing in the charges that they brought against him. Watch the smear campaigns. See, this is how this works. You stand against the government. You stand for what is right. And it doesn't matter if you're a Medal of Honor winner. It doesn't matter if you're a sheriff that stands for the Constitution. The government will destroy you and lie to do it.
Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
This is the Chris Ann Hall Show. And I don't know if I'm lobbying for liberty anymore. I think I'm fighting for my dear life. I'm just saying. Lobbying is a little bit of an understatement. We need so much more today. So much more. I mean, I ran across these articles researching for the show, and I couldn't believe what I was reading when I saw that Donald Vance and Nathan Erdl, two U.S. citizens, were indefinitely, I guess they weren't indefinitely detained. At the moment they were detained, it was indefinitely. 3 months in a military prison in Baghdad. How pleasant could that have been? 3 months in a military prison in Baghdad. No due process. They weren't allowed to make contact with anyone in America until 2 weeks after their arrest. He said even Saddam Hussein had more legal counsel than I ever had. He said he wrote a letter to the camp commandant in Baghdad that the same democratic ideals we were trying to instill in the fledgling democratic country of Iraq, from simple due process to the Magna Carta, we are absolutely, positively refusing to follow ourselves. He says during his detainment, he and Erdal endured authorized, enhanced interrogation techniques that the military currently employs. Sleep deprivation, food manipulation, sensory deprivation, sensory overload, a technique called walling. All of this while being pounded with questions like, what did you tell the FBI? How long have you been doing this? Why did you do this? He says, I answered all of their questions, but there was no end to his detention. Why were they upset? Because the Iraqi-based government contractor called Shield Group Security, he noticed, was engaging in, he calls, frightening and alarming illegal activity. Bribery, theft, weapons dealing. A gamut of illegal activities, he says. So alarming that he went to the FBI about it, and then our government threw him in a Baghdad prison and tortured him. I just want that to set in just a little bit, because, you know, we're voting on NDAA this week. We're voting on NDAA, and Congress is going to give permission to the federal government to indefinitely detain us. Congress is going to give permission to the federal government to transfer the power under the laws of war outside a declaration of war to this sort of ambiguous idea of hostilities. Congress is going to give permission to the federal government to transfer the power under the laws of war to the Department of Homeland Security and to your local law enforcement, meaning that everything that your military can do, well, let's see. Apparently, they can detain people who are U.S. citizens, deny them habeas corpus, and torturing them for exposing government contractor illegal activity. And now Congress is going to give permission to the federal government to transfer that power to the Department of Homeland Security. Why we are not on the phone calling Congress right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I don't know. I simply don't know. If you have sent a letter to your congressman telling him not to vote, to vote for the Justin Amash amendment that would remove this detention provision, you need to send it every day, three times a day. Every day, three times a day. Because this is coming to your backyard.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
You know, sticking your finger in the eye of tyranny shouldn't be this much fun. I'm just saying. You know, I'm so blessed. I am Chris Ann Hall. And I am living proof. Let me get all emotional on you this morning. I am living proof that if God gives you a challenging directive, there are great rewards to obedience. I'm just saying. When I felt like God had put me on this call to stand for liberty, to give up a job that I loved, a job that I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing, for when I gave up that job, I had no guarantees that I would ever work again. As a matter of fact, I was pretty sure I would never work in my community again, standing up against one of the most powerful men in my little local community. And giving up the only income my family had at the time, no guarantees. And now look. You know, there's sacrifices. I desperately, desperately miss my family. One more week away. One more week of eating by myself. Spending all day by myself. Listening to my child play in the Florida Springs in the background while I talk to my husband. Missing them both until my heart aches. But the rewards come in knowing that what I am doing, I believe. Not as a testimony to my greatness, hardly. I really believe that what I'm doing is for a greater purpose. I believe that God has put this call on my life, that he is requiring to be me to be in obedience to my service to him, and this is what I'm doing. And I get to meet great people. I get to bring people together in the name of liberty and show them that there are others that believe the way they do and that they're not crazy. I get to teach the truth in the face of lies. And I get to live my life honoring a gift that God has given me. And every once in a while, something really cool happens. Somebody posted on my Facebook page a picture of a dollar bill stapled to a wall with a bunch of other dollar bills. Now, it doesn't say where this picture is taken, other than it's in, and I'm going to mess up this name, Ocotillo Wells, California. So if anybody knows how to really pronounce that name, go ahead and let me know on Facebook. Ocotillo Wells, California. Now, the best I can tell, Ocotillo Wells, California is northeast of San Diego, California. I've never taught there. I've never been there. And yet this dollar bill is taped to the wall with all these other tattered, torn dollar bills that have writing all over them. I could only guess maybe it's a bar. Because I've seen that happen. Not that I've ever been in a bar, right? Seen that happen in bars. You tape things to the wall, the dollar bills, staple them to the wall with a message. And the message on this dollar bill, written right across George Washington's face, is www.chrisannhall. and the two letters, F.B. meaning Facebook. How cool is that? I reposted. I said, I feel like the leader of an underground movement. Who is John Galt? LOL. Is that awesome? You know, I know another guy who lived a pretty amazing life, who lives eternally now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, who said, they hated me, and if you follow me, they'll surely hate you too. If you are standing for liberty, the gift that he gave us, you will be hated too. And it's likely at this point in time you might be arrested. You might be tortured. You might be called a terrorist. You might be accused of being a traitor. I mean, Master Sergeant Nathan Summers, a decorated Army soldier, is facing Article 15 prosecution by the Army because he complained about retribution and punishment from the military for having anti-Obama stickers on his car, reading books written by Mark Levin and David Limbaugh, and serving Chick-fil-A sandwiches at his promotion party. But you know what? We've got great people in government that we should trust. After all, Marco Rubio says, hey, the National Security Agency's been secretly collecting our phone records forever. We just have to deal with it. He says, the threat that we face, this is a quote from Marco Rubio now, the threat that we face, largely radical political Islamists, right? Because we have to distinguish those from the religious Islamists. I love how Marco Rubio has learned to lawyer up and parse his words. He says, the threat that we face, largely radical political Islamists, is probably a threat that's going to exist for the rest of our lifetimes. It's just a reality. We have to deal with it. The world changed after 9/11, and it changed after Boston. It's just a struggle to try to balance. Okay, here we go. This is what you need to realize. This is the alarm that should be going off in your brain when you hear anyone in government say this. Are you ready? Because you hear this word balance and you need to arm your brain. It's just a struggle, he says, to try to balance our deeply held convictions of privacy and freedoms and liberties with our need to provide for national security. Are you stinking kidding me? Do you know what the struggle really is, Marco Rubio? Dealing with political hack hawks like you who want to run around and call yourself a constitutionalist. And what you're really wanting to do is destroy this nation. Whether you come out and say, Mr. Rubio, that you want to destroy this country or not is irrelevant. What you are telling us to do is the product of that perspective. Balance our deeply held convictions. Is privacy, is freedom, is liberty a deeply held conviction? I'm on the verge of cussing. Can I say? Liberty is not a deeply held conviction. Because apparently people like Marco Rubio, when they ran for office, they had deeply held convictions too. They told us that they would support and defend the Constitution, that they would fight for the Constitution, that they believed the framers of this nation. And apparently, deeply held convictions, like the ones that Marco Rubio had, are just simply fungible. Liberty is not a deeply held conviction. I'm sorry to break it to you, Mr. Rubio. Liberty is an inalienable right, one that cannot be taken away from you, something that you have because you breathe. And if they can, the only way you can balance liberty with security is to say you're going to balance your ability to breathe with the government's need to provide for national security. That's exactly what he's telling you. We're going to determine whether it's worth breathing or worth being safe. Who's the enemy? I'm just asking. How is it that Marco Rubio is any different from Barack Obama with a perspective like that? They're just two sides of the same coin fit to destroy this country. And I am Chrisanne Hall. And I will stand against the both of them in the name of liberty.
The Chrisanne Hall Show. She's liberty's lobbyist.
Well, I'm sure that here on the Chrisanne Hall Show, we have poked a few pretty powerful people in the eye, especially this week, in the stand that I've taken in defense of Sheriff Finch, who, by the way, through my conversation and association with him, seems to be nothing but a good Christian man, a good father. Father to two special needs children, by the way, which our governor seems to have absolutely no compassion in removing him, suspending him without pay, leaving him with great hardship. Because he stood for our constitutionally protected rights. Suspending him without pay for an unsupportable criminal accusation. Look, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to see him being smeared in the public. It's going to happen. And when it does, mark my words, it's because they have no case against him. I just want you to know my philosophy today is the philosophy of Thomas Paine, right? If there be trouble, let it be in my day. He said, that is the only response that you can expect from a generous parent. It is a wicked and self-serving parent who says, let me enjoy my day and let my children deal with it. I'm just saying, what kind of parent are you? I'm the one that says, if there be trouble, let it be in my day. And I don't care if your name is Rick Scott and you're the governor of the state of Florida. I don't care if your name is Marco Rubio. You are an enemy to this country. Now, you know what? You are an enemy to my child. And I need to stand against you. I need to expose you for who you are. And do you agree with me, people? An hour just ain't enough time to do it. An hour just is not enough time to expose the enemies. I mean, I'm had it. Marco Rubio is telling us that we just need to tolerate the government spying on us. Well, let's see what Marco Rubio else has to say. Marco Rubio says he's tough on border security when he speaks to the conservatives. But when he speaks to Hispanic audience on Univision, Rubio sounds completely different. In his appearance on the Spanish language Univision network, Rubio tried to tell some Hispanics to ease their fears that their legal status will be held hostage to border security. Rubio said illegal immigrants will get quick legal status and work permits regardless of whether the borders are secure, but won't be given a pathway to full citizenship until more reinforcement is imposed. He says nobody is talking here about preventing legalization. Legalization will take place. First comes legalization, then comes border security. Do you see what this man is doing? Does he think that the people in America don't speak Spanish? Are you kidding me? We've been forced to. How is it that his advisors can allow him to say one thing on a Spanish channel and then turn around and tell us that no undocumented immigrant is eligible to apply for temporary status until the border security and fencing plan is in place? That is what he's telling us. No undocumented immigrant can even attain permanent residence, must not citizenship, until the border security is in place. Yet, when he speaks to the illegal immigrants, he says the opposite. First comes legalization, then comes border security measures. I've been telling you now for 2 years that Marco Rubio is a liar and an enemy to this country. When is Sean Hannity going to fall out of love with him? When are the real talking heads, the big guys? Because I'm just a little guy here. I only get an hour at O Dark 30. When are the people with the big voices going to stand up and say, hey, it's time we spoke the truth. It's not fair and balanced. And we will show the enemies for who they are. And the enemy is within. On the Chris Ann Hall Show, we are doing it now. And we will do it until we are indefinitely detained. God bless. See you tomorrow.